This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
CBS courtesy of the call, our friend Ian Eagle. Speaking of Ian Eagle, you will hear Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker on the call tomorrow of the Niners and the Eagles from Philadelphia on Westwood One. So later today, Jason Benetti and Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf will join us next hour here on the show live from Carolina. They'll have the call of the Rams and the Panthers. Ryan Radke and Mike Golic Sr. tonight with the Packers and the Bears on Westwood One. Kevin Kugler, Mike Mayock tomorrow with the Bills and the Jags. Sunday Night Football, Tom McCarthy and Derek Rackley with the Chargers and the Patriots. And then Monday Night Football, Texans and Steelers, Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner on the call for Westwood One. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and the big boys are about to battle. We want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to attach your no-sweat token to a qualifying playoffs bet and get back bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. And always, please, gamble responsibly. So we know that the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and company are going to need a big postseason from James Cook to make it happen. Winning the rushing title, one of the best running backs in the National Football League. But we don't need to mince words here, and I'm going to get right to the point. Because tomorrow, the Bills and the Jaguars in Duval. We're basically at a pick'em price right now for this game at Bet. And just to say this, and again, this show is live on Saturday morning, replays throughout the day. The Panthers are getting bet a little bit at 10.5. So if you want to bet Carolina, I would maybe consider doing that sooner rather than later. And if you like the Rams, you may get a better price to bet LA over the course of the day. And we have actually seen, and again, like this can change, betting markets can move. We have actually seen now the Jaguars have flipped to being the favorite in the game. This is real time. Early on Saturday morning, show replays throughout the day. So if you're listening on Saturday afternoon, just understand the time at which we're live right now. The Jaguars have now flipped to being the favorite at BetMGM. Jacksonville is now a 1-point favorite in the game, which I find to be so incredibly interesting and fascinating. And I'm going to say it. And I said it last week prior to Ravens Steelers in the AFC North title game on Sunday Night Football. And a lot of people, maybe you, in the listening audience and the viewing audience. Maybe you were one of the people that told me, Nick Kostos, at the Kostos on all socials, follow me there. I would appreciate it. That you told me I was crazy because I said if the Ravens lose, they're going to fire John Harbaugh and that John Harbaugh should be fired. Not that he's not a great coach, but that this has run its course. The expiration date has been reached. It's like you have a thing of milk. And you're about to take a swig, or maybe make your daughter's bottle. Maybe you're me. And you look at it and say, huh, this son of a bitch expired 2 months ago. Do you drink it? No. You throw it out, because it's expired. John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens expired a while ago. And if the Buffalo Bills lose in Jacksonville on Sunday afternoon, Sean McDermott needs to be fired. Immediately, before the plane leaves Duval. And honestly, before the Bills land back in Western New York, John Harbaugh should be the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills. So I'm not saying that McDermott and Harbaugh are bad coaches. They're great coaches. They would both get jobs in this cycle if they wanted them and be like way back. And I'm a Giants fan. I would like for either to coach my team. Just that it feels like the expiration date's probably been reached. It was reached for Harbaugh. And if McDermott this year, think about it, right? There's no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, no excuses for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to not at least get to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen should be the main character in the AFC playoffs. He should be the main character in the AFC playoffs. And if, and they're a dog in the game right now at BetMGM, if the Bills can't beat the Jaguars, this would be like you or me going to see the new John Wick movie, and Keanu Reeves dies a half hour into the movie. You'd fire the director if that were the case. The Bills can't lose. I don't care about the run defense. I don't care about the lack of weapons and the lack of speed for Buffalo and Josh Allen. Here's what I know. Josh Allen's the best player. And if Josh Allen's Josh Allen, if Josh Allen puts on the Superman cape, the Bills are going to win. They're going to. If we get to the end of the game tomorrow on Sunday, right, with the Bills and the Jags, and we say Josh Allen was Superman in this game, do you think the Bills are losing that game, if that's the case? Trevor Lawrence is a damn good player. I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy. I'm a Trevor Lawrence truther. He's not Josh Allen. Nobody is in the AFC playoff field. He's the best. And he got to put the team on his back. And just to be clear, if the Bills lose, I'm not going to say like Josh Allen should be traded or like Josh Allen sucks or that it's his fault. I know that the Bills have issues with their roster construction. But bottom line, in an AFC playoff field that doesn't feature Mahomes, Burrow, or Lamar, no excuse for the Buffalo Bills. And I think it's so interesting that the Jags are now favored in the game. I like Buffalo. I do think you'll get that Josh Allen Superman performance. I do think he steps into the phone booth and emerges, not that he's Clark Kent. Or like Haley Steinfeld is Lois Lane. Not saying that. But I think he emerges as Superman, and he gets the job done, and the Bills win. But look, the Jaguars can obviously run it with Travis Etienne and rookie Bashaw Tutin. Bills can't stop the run. You can envision a scenario where the Jaguars win. But what do I think's going to happen? I think Buffalo's going to win the game. And if they don't, see ya, Sean McDermott. You better, you bet's countdown to kickoff, Westwood One Sports, Wild Card Saturday, with me, Nick Costos, and you, whoever the hell you are. Sunday afternoon, the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. The Eagles are now out to a 6-point favorite in this game against San Fran, and that number has gotten blasted throughout the week. The total sitting at 44.5. The Niners are obviously the walking wounded, and the Eagles sat their guys last week. The Niners played Saturday night at home against Seattle in a game to win the NFC West and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, and got shoved into a locker by Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks, who are not playing this weekend because they have the bye and home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. So we don't know if Trent Williams is going to play. You know, the future first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle for San Francisco, or if Ricky Pearsall is going to play, one of their best wide receivers for the Niners. While the Eagles got healthy last week with Nick Sirianni and company deciding to basically turn it into a glorified preseason game, which they lost to the Commanders, Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter, both going to be back for Philadelphia. And going into the games last week in Week 18, I was kind of thinking, man, maybe the Eagles should play to win. Because if the Bears lose, which they did to the Lions, and the Eagles win, Philly gets up to the 2 seed. With how this has turned out, with the Niners kind of being the walking wounded, and I think Kyle Shanahan has done an unbelievable job this season. He's great. The Niners have so many damn injuries. Like, that's why this point spread is what it is. It's not because people are like down on the, like, think Kyle Shanahan stinks or Brock Purdy stinks. That they're just, they're so damn injured. Like, the defense is not good. And I know you may be out there watching or listening and saying, well, the Eagles offense has stunk all year. Performance issues in the big spot all year. Impotent all year. Well, I call the San Francisco 49ers defense Viagra. Because they go and fix these performance issues for the Eagles offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If the Eagles can't score points against San Francisco's defense tomorrow, like, Kevin Petullo should have to stand trial before Nicolas Maduro. It'd be a crime if the Eagles can't score against the Niners defense. And that's not a shot at Robert Saleh, the Niners defensive coordinator. They're without Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, and the whole linebacking core is hurt. Like, they are an injury-ravaged team. Do I think the Eagles will cover the spread? Maybe. I wouldn't bet San Francisco, I'll tell you that. But the number's gotten blasted out to 6. Feels like we're just correct at this point now. I do like the Eagles as part of a moneyline parlay. And I mentioned the Rams earlier as another one. Now, I will include a third leg to that moneyline parlay next hour on the show as a bet that I will place coming up on Wild Card Weekend. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Countdown to kickoff coming up on the other side. Ryan Leaf will join us live from Carolina to talk Wild Card Weekend. Best bets will close the show, including thy Royal Prop King. But we will start the hour previewing the Patriots and the Chargers, Sunday Night Football. And I'll tell you who I've got playing for Super Bowl 60 in the Bay Area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.